April 14, 2026. Today's reading from Encounter with God. Rules of the Road. Opening Prayer. Father, use your word to inspire and equip me to share the good news with those around me. Read Matthew chapter 10, verses 5 through 15. These 12 Jesus sent out with the following instructions. Do not go among the Gentiles or enter any town of the Samaritans. Go, rather, to the lost sheep of Israel. As you go, proclaim this message. The kingdom of heaven has come near. Heal the sick, raise the dead, cleanse those who have leprosy, drive out demons. Freely you have received, freely give. Do not get any gold or silver or copper to take with you in your belts. No bag for the journey or extra shirt or sandals or a staff, for the worker is worth his keep. Whatever town or village you enter, search there for some worthy person and stay at their house until you leave. As you enter the home, give it your greeting. If the home is deserving, let your peace rest on it. If it is not, let your peace return to you. If anyone will not welcome you or listen to your words, leave that home or town and shake the dust off your feet. Truly I tell you, it will be more bearable for Sodom and Gomorrah on the day of judgment than for that town. Reflect. Lord, speak to me that I may speak. Oh, feed me that I may feed. After his command to pray, Jesus sends the 12 disciples out with a host of detailed practical instructions. The details were evidently specific to that original mission, but they reveal some principles still applicable to all Christian mission today. The command to go only to the lost sheep of Israel, for example, was clearly applicable to this mission only and was later superseded by Jesus' command to go to all nations. The message here, in verse 7, is not the full gospel message. It is that of John the Baptist and Jesus himself, for Jesus has not yet died, risen, and ascended. Yet it is still a great blessing, available, free of charge, to all who will receive it. What an even greater blessing it is that the good news of full salvation through faith in Jesus Christ is ours. Missionary disciples are to be motivated by gratitude for what they have themselves received from God. They are not to proclaim the gospel for money, nor should they burden their lives with worries about having enough stuff. Their direct, active witness to Christ is to be matched by the consistent example of their lives, even if that might mean a degree of discomfort or hardship. However, they should expect their needs to be supplied by those to whom they are offering the best possible gift. They are worth such proper support. When they encounter people unwilling to welcome them or listen to the good news they are bringing, and the implication is that will happen, they are to leave such people behind and move on. Their assurance that the day of judgment is coming should be sufficient to prevent them from staying to complain, protest, or argue. Apply. Consider all that you have freely received from the Lord and give thanks. Closing prayer. Lord Jesus, lead me to where you would have me serve you and show me how to communicate the gospel in ways that others might also experience the grace you have given me.